You can put a tarantula in my mouth, Aaron. I'll take it like a man.
You wouldn't care.
Take it like a fucking man. You
fucking put it. You've got more baggage than Heathrow Airport, love. I'm fucking out of
here. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, son. Yeah. See you later.
See you later. I'll be on.
Oh, their titties will get really stiff.
What?
Stiff nips.
What?
What if he starts playing with your belly button?
Listen, yeah?
What?
All I'm saying is, I'm proactive rather than reactive. You would have died in that bathroom. I cut his head off with a shower.
Exactly, all right. Exactly.
You cut his head
off. Right, anyway.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to episode 64 of the Pinch and Malt podcast. The Pinch and Malt podcast.
We're going for another spectacular today. Spooktacular.
Spooktacular.
Yeah. Spooktastic. And that's not spookalicious.
It is nearly October, so we are halfway to...
Well, we'll have to do another... Have we been recording for a year? We have been recording for a year now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Over a year now. Because I remember we did one last Halloween, didn't we? Halloween special.
Yeah, because when you hit 52, that's the year's worth, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 52 weeks in a year. Yeah, that's true. That is true, Jamie. Top notch there.
Quick maths.
That's
not quick maths. Yeah, don't lie to anyone, is it? That's not quick maths.
Once again, I've been winding up Jamie before we got on the show, just so he was all riled up for this show.
I think you were both as bad as each other. Walked the dogs today, and it was probably the worst cat fight I've ever seen in my life. And I was expecting handbags to be thrown and everything, telling each other how stupid each other's dogs are and stuff like that, and it. The reality of the matter is, you both got stupid dogs, and you both look stupid.
Aaron, you need to behave over there.
I'm just saying.
What you need to do, mate.
I'm just saying, Kieran.
With my hat on.
I'm just saying.
Behave.
Just saying.
Tyler and Carl said that they loved our spooky episodes, and they're in luck because without them even telling us, we were actually planning on doing one, weren't we?
Yeah. It's been a while since we've done one. It's got to be at least 10 or 15 episodes since we've done one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been... Well, we used to do one every two or three episodes, but it's been probably since before lockdown. No, during lockdown was the last time we did one.
Did we?
I think it was the Meg v. the Kulu episode.
Oh, God. Oh.
But we won't be bringing any of that up today, guys. That's laid to rest.
Is there any marine biology type shit going on in
no,
this
episode? No, this is all pure
I tell you what, man.
Spookalicious,
you know,
Jamie.
Do you know what would be great in it? Having a marine biologist on.
Yeah, but we need to figure that out.
To tell Kieran how ridiculous
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, how ridiculous the Kulu right. is.
I guarantee you, if I bring up the Marina Trench, they'll get an absolute rock on sitting there. Or their titties will get really stiff.
What?
Stiff nips.
What?
How do you know it would be a woman?
No, that's what I said. Either a hard on or a stiff nip.
Oh,
or the other.
You're leaving both options open.
Leaving both options
or
open.
Could be both.
Could be both.
And if the person's trans,
both
going on.
If it's an overweight trans with penis and breasticles.
Where are you going with this, Jay?
Yeah, where's this going, Jay? All of a sudden, they've gained weight and they've got penis and breasticles.
Do you know when you're saying something and you slowly realise you don't know what you're going into?
I could tell because you were playing with your pen and I was like, oh no, here we go.
It wasn't going to be offensive, but I can't remember what
you
I was
get distracted say. By things like that, yeah.
Like what?
Inanimate objects. It's like your dog, innit?
Like my pen?
Yeah.
Stop clicking the pen, Jay, because you're going to piss yourself off later on when you're trying to edit this.
Yeah, I'll hear the clicks and I'll be like, what the fuck?
I've got a special game of scenes for later on, as we thought last week went really well.
A themed scenes.
A themed scenes.
I've also got a themed 5-second challenge for later as well.
5-second challenge. All right.
Kieran's favourite game.
Well, it's just that. They're just too easy, Jay. That's all it is.
Is that what
they're just too fucking easy. That's all it is.
Well, I have to win the 5-second challenge because I ain't going to win the scenes because it's rigged.
Why is it rigged? Because of last week?
Well, I beat you last week on the 5-second challenge.
Yeah, because Pinch Mark rules. That's the only time you ever beat me. If you could beat me legitimately without Pinch Mark rules...
Then I win an Xbox One X, yeah?
get the Xbox One X and X. That's the old one.
Xbox Series X, whatever they are.
Xbox One X.
I'm trying to bait Aaron into a bet where I win an Xbox Series X off him.
Is that what it's called? A Series X?
Series X. Yeah. Mm. Series X is the more expensive one. The Series S is the cheaper one. But I want the X, so I'm trying to get Aaron to...
There's a cheaper PlayStation as well, isn't there?
Yeah,
it's just digital. It just means you have to buy the games on the
Yeah, but that's what the Series X is.
No, it's not. It's cheaper. The Series X is actually less powerful.
Yeah, but isn't the Xbox...
The PS5 digital edition is not less powerful.
Or is it not? Oh, okay, fair enough. Apparently the PS5, James has actually held a PS5, Beth's dad, and he says it's massive. It's like... It's wham.
It is quite big.
It's wham.
Then I'm going to fit that in my setup.
You get a PS5 as well?
Of course.
I'm debating getting one.
What, both? Why?
Not straight away. Exclusives. But in the future. Because I'm going to have I'll be able to have a setup now.
Mm-hmm. So you can go on both.
Yeah.
Exclusives. Spider-Man.
Mm. To be fair, I might do that in the future. Like, long term.
Yeah, not straight away. I'll go for the digital edition, the cheaper one.
But yeah.
I'm probably going to go for that.
Well, I always go for Xbox because I'm an Xbox boy. Always have been since...
2003.
2000, whatever. But, oh, yeah, the PlayStation is good. When I played Aaron's PS4, it was pretty good. I like the campaign games and stuff. God of War was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not having any of it at the moment because...
Hashtag
minus €5. Anyway, we're going to that today. Let's kick this episode off then.
With a story.
A spooky story.
There we go.
Let's turn down the lights.
Right.
Is that your advice to the listeners? Turn down the lights.
Well, if you do that, they might.
Turn down the lights. Get a bit of tissue out.
It's like ASMR, isn't it?
Aaron's about to sniff into the mic.
That stuff's horrible. It makes me want to get sick.
Depends if it is. If it's a painting. It's
when they're all phlegmy as well. Like...
Yeah, and they speak and you can hear their mouth go. Oh, disgusting.
This is the story of the Bunny Man Bridge.
Right.
Bunny Man Bridge.
And just to begin with, I'm going with this into it with an open mind, but it's not going well so far.
The Bunny Man is an urban legend that originated from two incidents in Fairfax County, Virginia in 1970, but it's been spread throughout Washington, D.C. The legend has many variations. Most involve a man wearing a rabbit's costume who attacks people with an axe or a hatchet in a tunnel, like under a bridge.
How many times? Twice.
What, like in a under a mountain bridge tunnel thing?
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, it's happened twice.
Is that a walkway?
Yeah.
Well, it's through mountains, I suppose, though, yeah.
It's not really a mountain.
It's like a forest type place over the top of it.
Yeah, with a thing for it.
And how many times has it happened? Twice?
There was two incidences.
So twice, yeah. Yeah. Duh.
Serial killer wearing a fucking...
Well, he's not a serial killer, he's only killed twice.
He's a serial killer.
That's a serial killer, isn't it?
No, serial killer is multiple.
Yeah,
so multiple.
Yeah,
what's 1 plus 1 killer? Multiple, bruv.
That's not a multiple, Jay.
Look at his face.
No, they, I don't think they count as a serial killer. I think it has to be like three or more, four or more, or something like that. I'm pretty sure it has to be a certain number.
I think it's premeditated. If it's premeditated and it's random.
Yeah, but none of these serial killers, most of them kill like 30 odd people. It's not just one geezer with the only thing.
There's the odd serial killer that's only called.
I bet you what it is it's someone killed. How many years apart is there, Aaron?
It doesn't actually say how many victims there are, but they said there's two instances that have been confirmed.
Hmm.
So it could have been more instances.
So I reckon what's happened is someone's gone and killed someone, and then in the Bunny Rabbit costume, got a bit out of hand. Maybe they were a brony. What are they called? A brony? Brony? Brony?
The guy in the bunny costume is mutilating them.
He's mutilating them?
Yeah.
Serial killer. Jack the Ripper's come back from the dead and put on a fucking bunny costume and killing people in the tunnel.
A brony. Are they called bronies?
Yeah. Why would a brony be dressed as a fucking rabbit?
What are they called then?
Furries.
Furries,
yeah. You think a furry is going on a rampage in
West Virginia?
In 1970.
Virginia.
And the way he's just gone off the map since then. Is that he just want to go on two person rampage? Done.
They reckon he killed himself in that tunnel.
How? Did they find someone dead in a rabbit costume in the tunnel?
No, they reckon that one of the victims was actually him killing himself.
Did he have a costume on?
No,
that's why I
say victim, Kieran. Because he suddenly stops.
It's like with a Zodiac, in it. They either died or they've gone to prison.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't just stop. This is like with Jack the Ripper. Died, prison.
So he could have done that.
Yeah. So it's most likely that he died and killed himself.
But they say the Bunny Man's ghost, or Asian Spectre, is said to come out at his place of death each year on Halloween to commemorate his passing.
See, why haven't we got no stories like that that's local to us that we could go on, Halloween... and like spend a few hours.
Well, I know an abandoned house around here that we can go to. It's near Lily, like Tring area. And those people go out there.
No, I don't
and
know.
And do what in there?
I don't know, you can just like walk around there. I've been there before.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird, pretty freaky deaky.
Maybe we should go there, do a little video log.
I can scream while you guys run around if you want.
If I see anyone there, I'm taking the car.
I know what you're like, Jay. You're not even getting out of the car. You're twitching anyway.
I'm twitching now. Think about it.
Your bum was going.
End of the day, I will end up saving your life because I'd be that paranoid that I would preempt.
What we can do is, if we want, is for Halloween, is we can find somewhere around here that's a little bit, that's meant to be
haunted,
and we can go there if you want. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Outside. We can't, somewhere. Not a hotel or nothing, because we'll have to COVID-19 it.
Somewhere like
abandoned
or somewhere in Bedfordshire or Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
Within 30 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that. I can figure that out if you want.
What do you think of the Bunny Man then?
Not a lot, really. Not an awful lot. A picture would be quite cool if you could get a picture of the Bunny Man, but I'm sure it looks ridiculous.
1970s.
That's what I don't understand. It's like, how did they know he was dressed in the bunny rabbit costume?
Because there would be someone that survived it. If he's running around with a hatchet, it's a good likeliness, you think.
It's like, kill everyone do you remember Killer Clowns, isn't it?
Yeah, but none of them actually killed anyone. That was all bullshit.
Some of the clowns actually did.
No, they didn't.
They did.
But they didn't. That's all just... That's just all YouTube and thing propaganda, Facebook propaganda.
What do you mean propaganda? What for? What government? What,
the clown government, Aaron.
Yeah. For the fucking Fifth Reich, bruv. What are you talking about, propaganda?
Aaron's propaganda, isn't it? It's him spreading it. Hell, Hitler coming back again.
What is he on about, man? What is he on
it's
about?
Because you are, Aaron, you're the
you're
Aryan
pissing
brotherhood.
Me off already, innit? And we're not even to the game yet. Oh my god.
Well, I'm throwing out the real Jamin Will in the bin right now.
Gone fishing
is what I have. Gone fishing.
That's a good little segment for me. What I wanted to talk about though. I wanted to talk about
fishing.
No, not fishing. Serial killers. And if you were
Jamie's weekly fishing show.
well.
Talking about bait.
Yeah, bait.
The wrong
kind
of bait.
Go on. What?
Serial killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your obsession.
If you was to become a serial killer,
yeah,
what would your MO be? First of all, second, what would your body count be? And third, what would be how would you get caught? Because all serial killers that we know of have been caught. Otherwise, you don't know of them.
Well,
Jet Ripper.
Well,
I would like to be like a bit like a Zodiac type ish. Wear a mask.
Like a cultist.
Like a, no, like look quite cool. I wouldn't want to be one of these guys that like BTK where he's bowling around like a little weird scrawny man.
Hermit looking
thing, isn't it? Yeah, dressed
in. Like you want to, if you're going to be serial killer, you want to provoke fear, don't you? You don't want some geezer. Even when he's breaking into the house, people will be probably thinking, oh, bless him. Do you know what I mean? Look at him. He can't get through that window. Look at him. Bless him.
You think BTK's victims were thinking that when
they were trying to get through the door? No, they probably weren't thinking that, Jamie, when he was fucking doing his, whatever he was doing to them. But I'm just thinking, if you see him going down the road and he's breaking into the house, you're probably thinking, oh, bless him. Probably forgot his key, isn't he? Bless him.
Been locked out, yeah. Bless him.
Do you know what I mean? He's a little bit of a weasel, wasn't he? I want to provoke fear, Jamie.
You'd want to provoke fear.
Yeah.
Is this Zodiac actually confirmed as wearing like a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He approached a couple that ended up surviving, didn't they? One of them survived.
No.
Is that...
He got stabbed like 52 times or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one where they were at like.
They were at like a lake.
Overlook.
Yeah, they were at like a lake.
Yeah.
Type place, and they were having a date, like you do back in the day, and he bowled over in like a mask with like a Zodiac sign on the chest.
He looked like he was in a KKK outfit.
Yeah, he had like a weird bag on his head looking thing.
Yeah.
So I would bowl over like with like a clown mask, not like a skeleton mask on or something, like a really cool one.
Saying that's scary.
Because then you could bowl around in public, like you could get away with like going past a CCTV camera. And that's how you're more likely to get caught these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
CCTV, something like that.
DNA.
Got to be smart, Jay.
Can't be...
Wearing gloves.
Can't be masturbating over
Can't be ejaculating over no one.
What would your body count be?
I wouldn't like mess around. I'd be at least 5,000.
You're committing genocide. You're not fucking being a serial killer. You're being full-blown genocide.
If I do it 8 times a day, Jay, every hour on the hour, mate.
So you're a spree killer. You're a spree killer.
No, I couldn't do it. I don't think you'd have to be planned. Because in this day and age, to get away with any kind of serial killing, you have to be a plan. You have to be planned.
Yeah.
You can't be doing spree. It gets too messy, Jay.
That's not even spree. It's like a rampage, isn't it?
Yeah.
8 hours.
Plus, with that, you'd have to use a gun, wouldn't you?
You just go around stabbing people.
Would you guys use a gun? I'd have to use a gun. I think I don't think I'd be able to get all that close and personal with people.
To be honest,
but then because we don't think about it, it's one of those things, isn't it? Where like we're not in that mindset, so we wouldn't know what it's like.
If you was to kill 5,000 people and kill 8 people a day, that would take you 625 days.
Yeah, how many years is that? 365? 2 years. Done.
Nearly 2 years.
Every single day for 2 years, you're going to kill 8 people.
No, spread it out. Spread it out across 5 years. Be done.
Some days you'll kill 30. Sometimes you have quiet night, 5. He said to me, yeah, he's going on a 22-year killing spree. Rampage, yeah, and not getting caught, Garrett, Jay.
Aaron, I've got the smarts.
Look at him. You got smarts? Are you taking...
So you think you won't get caught by the coppers?
Well, I don't think not, but... Thing is, with these things, all it takes is one little sin mistake.
And you're full of mistakes.
Aaron, you were a mistake, mate, so there's no point of popping up there, is there?
Oh,
do
shit.
Do you know what I mean? This is what I mean.
Oh, he's, shit.
He saved it all up, didn't he? He saved it all up, didn't he?
He built up in his head rating.
I'm on a madness.
But
you got to keep it going while I'm awake, Aaron, because I'm soon going to shut down.
Yeah. So,
what are you going to do about your sleep pattern if you're a killer? Because you'd have to spend all day living a normal life and all night. I'd
sleep all day. If you're a serial killer, you can't have a girlfriend like that, right, can you? Do you know what I mean?
I'll start my one. Some MO. Again, I'll do exactly what he'd done. I'd dress up. I'd look like Scarecrow, you know, from like Batman.
Mm.
I'll be like, kind of like that, because like, people were scared and stuff like that. And
you're going to be top UFC fighter in the world, obviously, because that's your main goal in life.
I'll continue.
If anyone that doesn't get that reference, just go back to the last episode.
Here, just shut your mouth, innit? Yeah, my MO, I would kill like very sporadically, like maybe once a year. Not even that. Once every 5 years.
What would be the point?
So by now you would have killed 2 people.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but the thing is, Aaron, that these serial killers, the reason why they do it is it's like a bloodlust. They have to do it. They get more.
Yeah, some,
the more they do it, the more... You try and tell me you can control yourself.
Some of them that don't get caught, Kieran, some of them that are smart, yeah, they will only kill...
Yeah, but there probably is serial killers out there that do kill like that, and we haven't even put them together.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Smart, Kieran.
But they're not the fun ones, are they, Aaron? Because the fun ones are the ones we know
about.
What
do you mean, fun ones, Kieran? There's one, no the, fun serial. I'm not looking at BTK and thinking, geezer.
You know, I told you. You're feeling sorry for him. He can't get in the window.
Banner. What's his name? Ted Bundy. Absolute geezer, mate. Like, a couple of pints down the pub on a Saturday night, yeah? Absolute legend. He went down there anyway. He stabbed two women. Brilliant. Geezer. Do you know what I mean? What do you mean, fun?
Shut your mouth. What are you saying? They're not the ones to watch. You don't watch them on TV. Oh, Aaron Maltman had a cool down period of 5 years. He spent his time.
Didn't Jack Ripper kill five people in 5 years?
No, he killed them
in the space of about 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then left. And then, well, didn't even whatever died or got arrested or whatever. Can you imagine you though on like Crime Investigation Channel? Aaron Maltman had a cool down period of 5 years. Between that, he went to Tesco's, did his weekly shop. Went to work.
I'll be the one person you least expect, Kieran.
What would make you flip? What would turn the switch?
They'll probably seem like some like anniversary or something.
Of what?
I don't know.
Of your loneliness.
Like a wife dying, someone getting murdered, or like a daughter dying, or.
And that would be enough to trigger you, send you over the edge.
Yeah, but like that day, like I've got.
And who would your victims be?
Who would you rather kill, men or women?
Men.
Why?
I don't know. You trying to get? I'm not a very sadistic person, Kieran. So like telling me to get in the mind of a serial killer is hard, isn't it? Because I don't like getting out of bed after 10.
I'd kill whoever's in my way. on my 5,000-man warpath, Jamie, I'd kill whoever's in my way.
I can imagine you having that as set out as a goal, and then some copper will catch you straight away because you spat on the fucking victim or something.
What? I lost my shit and just started spitting. Fucking come on then!
It just spat on the. Police officer, oh, he spat on me, get it.
In the papers, they're like, oh, here we go, the spitting killer. And I'm like fucking at home reading it, and I'm like, frothing because they've called me something stupid.
Yeah, and then you have to send a letter in because you're upset about nothing.
Send it into the sun.
You wanted to name yourself. If you were to name yourself, what would you call yourself?
The straight-eyed bandit.
The five-star killer.
Five-star killer?
Yeah.
Why would you be called the five-star killer?
Because I'm five out of five.
You're giving them five star service.
Top notch.
Five star frog smash.
What would Aaron be called?
The scarecrow killer.
What you kill every 5 years? No, they call you Aaron, the lazy killer. Every 5 years, don't give a fuck.
That's not lazy killer, is it?
I like the ripper. Some kind of ripper. Something ripper.
What would yours be, Jay?
What?
What would your MO and?
Or like the. The Reaper, something like that.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
What would yours be, Jay?
I've got it.
I only kill people that are going to die anyway. The Grim Reaper. That is sick, isn't it? Jay, high five, isn't it?
Don't high five him.
He's trying to high five Jay. Over picking his MO to be a serial killer.
That was good, isn't it?
No, do you know what I quite like? And they're like Dexter, like they only kills other serial killers.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, there was actually the killer that did that, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
He was a Spanish guy. Oh, a Mexican guy.
No, I think that's pretty good. I think I'd say more credit for that. I'm a Grim Reaper.
When are you going to start? Tomorrow?
That's not worth it, is it? Especially COVID, I'll be killing everyone. I'll be killing 5,000 like here, man, isn't it?
Committing genocide.
Yeah.
With me, I would decapitate.
What would you look like? Why? What?
Why would you decapitate?
You would decapitate.
That's just messy, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rage right there, Jay.
Yeah, but it's just easy to get rid of, isn't it?
What do you mean it's easy to get rid of?
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the blood everywhere.
And then I'll just pour them into acid fats.
You ain't got the facilities to clean up Jay.
Would you set up a kill room like Dexter?
Yeah.
Would you?
It'd be a lot easier. Just wrap it all up in a bit of plastic, fold it all in on itself, put in a load of acid, gone.
What, you would How would you get them? So you'd have them tied up in a chair on a table?
No, you'd like trank them, wouldn't it?
What, on the floor?
Tranquilize them like Dexter used to do.
Yeah, something like that.
What I'm imagining you is you're sitting them up and then you're just kind of from behind them with an axe. Dirty one banging them from behind.
Do you know what I'd get?
What?
A blow dart in it.
Oh my god, man. You ain't tall enough for that.
I'd get a blow dart and then like as they're going through like a wooded area or something, I'd just go straight in the neck, yeah. Fucking down.
Jamie.
Down. I can do what I want then. Take them out to my cabin, chop them all up.
Where are you getting acid from?
I know people.
Who do you know?
People.
And then what are you going to be called?
What was the thing?
The 2 foot ripper.
Oh, mate, I've got it. Blow dart butcher.
No.
Jamie, high five in it. The blow dart butcher.
The 3 foot terror.
Death dart ripper.
Death dart ripper.
You know, you don't kill him with the dart. So blow dart butcher. Because you're a butcher, you chop
him. I can't even deal with what you're talking about right now, aren't I? You're gonna learn to. Oh my lord!
You're committing genocide, Kieran. Yeah. I am telling you.
So you're gonna learn how to use a blow dart.
Yeah.
You ain't got the facility.
Easy. Buy me a blow dart tomorrow, and I'll do it.
What's your name, Kieran? What was your serial killer name?
Pussy Hole 3000.
No, I said mine. 5-star killer.
That's just terrible.
What's yours called?
I'm the Grim Reaper.
What? That's original, isn't it?
Who's called the Grim Reaper?
The Grim Reaper, mate. The original OG. You ain't ever heard of anyone called the 5-star killer? They'd be like, oh, that sounds pretty good.
No, they're thinking this guy...
And I've killed 5,000 people, and they're like, this guy's got the biggest body count.
This guy watches too much wrestling. That's what they're thinking, isn't it?
No, 5-star review.
5-star frog splash.
Just see review after every kill.
What, like print off a Yelp review?
Yeah, just do 5-star. I'll just throw stars at them whenever I think was good enough, innit? I'll be like, 2-star...
He's treating it like it's fucking I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
He sounds like Homelander from Top
Gun. Jamie, you're telling me you're going to learn how to use a blow dart?
Yeah.
You'll end up sucking it into your own mouth and knocking yourself out.
No.
He's the blow dart butcher and I'm the Grim Reaper. That's a great
Jamie's the 3 foot terror is what Jamie is.
Blow dart butcher.
Anyway, we'll move on from that part of the conversation. Do you want to jump into one of my games?
Yeah, we'll go with it. What you got for us today, Jan? You got 5 seconds, didn't you?
5 second challenge, yeah. It is themed for today's episode, as we're talking about killers, monsters, paranormal, everything.
And whatever is wrong with Kieran's face.
Obviously, Kieran's well known to be brilliant at this game, so we'll just see how it goes. Right, if you both set a timer up each for each other.
Yep.
Overall, we've got 8, so that's 4 each.
All right,
and then there's going to be a tiebreaker at the end.
All right.
Yeah.
If we need it.
If you need it.
I think we will.
No.
No.
Okay.
Especially your 5 second king over there.
I beat you last week. Should fucking pipe down,
yeah,
mate.
Pitch him up rules. Pitch him up rules. You beat
pipe
me.
Pipe down.
Try and beat me this time, and it actually Come try on. And beat me.
What do you want as your first? Who wants to go first?
I went first last week, Kieran. So you can go first.
Right, Kieran.
Yeah.
Name me 3 horror movies.
Oh, fuck. No, start again.
No, it's done. That's Jamie. Come on, man. Not start again.
I'm not in the right mindset, Jamie.
It's a 5 second challenge, Kieran.
I know,
Jamie. I can't give you 2 shots.
It's hard. I need my brain clicking to get it. Doesn't do it.
It's like an old Vauxhall Nova. Just ain't got the facilities for that. Right. Aaron.
Yeah.
You got your
Get
time,
your time up, Kieran.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Name me 3 monsters.
Pumpkin, scarecrow, and ghost.
Pumpkin doesn't count.
Where are you getting pumpkin from?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin what?
Pumpkin what? That's not a monster.
That doesn't count as a monster, Aaron.
Are we actually saying that?
Werewolf, pumpkin, and... What else did he say?
What did you say?
No, what else did he say? He said werewolf, pumpkin...
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Oh, allow scarecrow.
Scarecrow, yeah, that's fine. Pumpkin.
They carve faces in pumpkins.
Yeah, that's not a creature.
That's for.
You fucked up, Aaron. You've gone fucked up more than I did. No, I didn't even ask the question, bro.
No, I haven't, Kieran.
Yeah, you have. No, I haven't. Not having that, Jay. Not having pumpkin. I'm not taking that.
So it's still 0-0.
I'll take that to the courts.
Right.
It's
you
fine.
Ready for his?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Look how upset he is.
It's fine, Jay. I'm not upset. I'm not upset, Jay. I'm just angry. I'm just pissed off.
Got him.
Kieran, name me 3 serial killers.
Ted Bundy, Dahmer, and Bundy. I said Bundy twice,
yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Bottled. Can we just say that?
Oh, it's
supposed to be your most well-known fucking
thing. I thought I said
BTK,
but I didn't. I said fucking
We've
I?
Just been discussing them as
you
well.
You are literally Serial Killer HQ, mate. How are you not?
I know, I fucked
Jack
it up.
The Ripper, Yorkshire Ripper. Come on, man, these are simple ones.
So was fucking Pumpkin, mate.
Get your timer up.
I've got it up. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name me 3 conspiracies, Aaron.
Slender Man, Jeff the Killer, and Russian Sleeping Experiment.
Ooh, you missed the time.
48 seconds over.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair, isn't it? That's
48
hard.
Seconds
that's hard
over. It's because and then you said Russian as it was going over 5.
Yeah.
Right. Kieran.
Yep.
For this one, you can't name every in the same series. They have to be different series. Yeah? Name me 3 vampire films.
Vampire films?
Yeah.
Go now, yeah?
Yeah.
Twilight, Interview with a Vampire, and What's the one that's really brutal? In the snow.
Oh, 30 Days a Night.
30 Days a Night. That was
Dracula.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Yeah, I didn't say why the fuck did I not say Dracula?
Yeah,
Dracula.
There's about 5 Draculas you could have went with.
I think Van Helsing. Interview with a Vampire was good.
Interview with a Vampire was good.
That was the
first horror movie I ever watched. Overwatched.
That's not really a horror movie.
But it's scary when you're young.
Yeah, it's a bit shit.
You got your timer up.
Yeah, go on. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name me 3 ways to die, Aaron.
Suicide, stabbing, and getting shot.
That's the fucking easiest question I've ever known.
So was 3 serial killers, Kieran.
So was 3 creatures, Aaron. Pumpkin.
Yeah. And it's only 1-0 now.
Calm down.
It's only 1-0 now. Kieran.
Yeah,
we
I've
both
asked you 4
it.
Questions.
We both balled it, Kieran. Don't even start.
So just to win the game, then, is it?
No.
No.
You got 1 each, and then there's the tiebreaker.
Right.
Or the pinch 'em up rules.
Winner. No, we know. You know, it's always winner takes all, Jay.
Yeah. Right. Next one.
Hmm.
Name 3 things Aaron is scared of.
It's me. Sorry. spiders.
Nah.
Clowns. Himself.
I'm not scared of clowns or myself.
Well, I don't even know what Aaron's scared of. All I know is spiders. What did you put down?
Spiders.
I haven't written anything.
So I could be chatting. He could be chatting shit. No, that's a shit question, Jamie.
Spiders. Sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah.
And sleeping in silence. Burglars.
I didn't know any of that.
Tits.
Women.
Women.
I didn't know any of that. All I knew was spiders, so that's a shit question. I get a point for that.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't get a point, Kieran.
You don't get a point. I don't know. You said myself, Kieran. I look at myself in the mirror and go,
No, because you look at yourself and you're like, oh, disgusting.
Right, you got your timer set?
Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Name 3 things Kieran is scared of.
Spiders. Snakes and vicious dogs.
I'm not scared of vicious dogs.
You will
I'm
be
not
scared
of snakes and I'm not scared of spiders.
What else are you scared of?
Sharks, that's it.
Sharks. Spiders.
No, I'm not scared of spiders.
Yes, you are. No, I'm not having it. I'm not having you not scared
Aaron,
of spiders.
Aaron, who gets the spiders out of your room for you?
Dad.
Me.
You don't get nothing.
I used to when I lived here.
You are scared of spiders.
No, I'm
not.
I'm not scared
not
of spiders.
It,
you don't know you got it wrong anyway, Aaron.
Kieran,
spiders.
No,
I'm not scared
having
of spiders.
It, Kieran, because the steroid spider will go back.
You can put a tarantula in my mouth, Aaron. I'll take it like a man.
You wouldn't care.
Take it like
Kieran,
a fucking
was,
man.
Fucking put it.
Kieran,
take it, like
it
a man.
Was 4 in the morning. Yeah, there was a steroid spider on my wall. Yeah, you wouldn't go near it. You told me to wake Dad up and kill it, and get Dad to kill it at 4 in the morning. You spineless bastard! Shut your mouth.
What are you doing, Aaron? Over there, looking like bloody.
Listen, I'm not having you're not scared of spiders, bollocks.
Looking like a scene kid from fucking 2004.
So, there. By the way, without let me just say this, without pinch and mark rules, I've won again.
But with a pinch and mark rules.
With a pinch and mark rules could be different.
You won by bullshit.
This is for both of you to shout out.
Yeah. All right.
And this isn't timed.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pinch and mark rules. This is it. This is it, Kim.
Be sure to think about this because I'll be taking first answers only.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just one answer or are you three?
There's three.
Yeah.
Name me three alien species.
Salarian, Taurian, and Krogan.
There you go.
I was about to say E.T. I don't know any alien species.
I genuinely thought you'd get it.
I don't know any alien species. Are there aliens?
There's the Nords.
Where do you know this
from?
The
Nordics.
Where do you know this from?
There's the Greys.
Yeah, the Greys.
The Reptilians.
No, they're not aliens. They're reptiles.
Yeah, from a fucking other planet, mate.
Kieran, you could literally said any TV show you've ever watched or game you've ever played... Any alien in those games?
I don't remember any of those games. I don't remember.
Abe.
Or TV shows you've watched with aliens in it?
No, they're just called aliens. They're called ETs, extraterrestrials.
Sorry about MJ.
What are they called in Star Trek?
Aliens.
Stargate?
No, Stargate, that's it.
Aliens.
They're not just called aliens.
I'm not that much of a nerd, I don't know.
By the way,
oh, and now we're nerds now.
My answer's from Mass Effect.
Look how happy he is for himself.
All those hours of playing Mass Effect have come in strong for... Oh, that's bullshit. Right, anyway, that was bullshit game.
Hold on.
Once again.
Kieran got 8 questions.
And didn't get one
didn't
right.
Didn't get a single one right.
No.
Right. I won that one. Pinch him up rules. Looks like you're not going to win that Xbox Series X, isn't it, Kieran?
Oh, I will do, once you figure out what's going on here. Right, anyway, to finish out the show, we'll go with my scenes, but this is... The spooktacular
scenes.
Special scenes.
It's basically, I'm going to lose this game because I just beat him in the game, so you can be better.
So, for everyone that should have listened last week, but for everyone that don't know how to play the game, I'll explain real quick. I set a scene for them. They have to explain how they'll deal with the scene, get out of the scene, whatever. And I'll throw speed bumps, road bumps out there.
So basically, Kieran just shouts at you until you cave in.
No, you come up with good answers.
I come up with good answers last time, Kieran.
No,
you
didn't
shout at me, Kieran. You did, you just shouted.
Right,
me.
Anyway. Scene number one.
Who's going first?
Who wants to go first?
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Right, let Jimmy go first then. Right. So you're both in the same scene, yeah? But this is the first one. You move into a new apartment. New flat, new apartment, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You smell a strange smell from the apartment next door, like across the corridor from you.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really strange, funky smell. You knock on the door to confront the person that owns the apartment. He invites you in to the apartment, telling you he's sorry.
Alarm bells are ringing already.
Alarm bells are going straight away, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't go in. You say, nah, sorry, mate, I'm busy. Got stuff to do. Anyway, you get on with your evening and whatever, and then you go to bed at night. Yeah?
You're
sitting there. You wake up in the middle of the night, you hear heavy breathing next to you.
Mother of fuck.
You slowly turn around, and the neighbour that you confronted only hours later is on the pillow next to you, staring straight at you.
Well, like sleeping, not laid down next to you.
Laying down next to you, staring at you. Not sleeping, just staring.
Where's Charlotte gone for Jay?
In this scenario, Charlotte's out. Let's say for the evening.
Oh. Charlotte's getting pissed out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know where Charlotte is. Aaron. She's not there.
She's
all right.
A couple of the bevies in.
Yeah, a couple of the bevs. Staring directly at you. What do you do?
Is he holding me down at any?
No, he's just staring at you.
Punching me straight into the throat.
So from lying down, you're gonna get up and launch. And so when he does that. When you do that, gets up.
No, I'll be like laying next to him like this. And I always have my arm under the pillow anyway, so I'll slowly bring it down and just go straight away, bang, in the throat. Then he'll be like choking on that. Then I'll fucking uppercut him straight into the bollocks and roll out of bed. Run straight for the kitchen, get
knives. What happens if, as you're pulling your arm down, he notices what you're doing and pins you down?
And then I'll try and headbutt as much as I can. Try and get him back, fend him off. So then if I can get out of bed, while you're doing this,
you've realised the whole room is all tarpaulined.
It's like a kill room.
It's like a kill room.
Yebut the bed's not.
First of all, how have I not noticed this?
Yeah, he's been taping up, taping it all up on the walls.
Boy's not made a sound making a kill room around me. He would have drugged you.
You would have drugged me, yeah. That's the only way it would have worked. But what I would do, I would struggle, wail and scream, do whatever I can to get out of that bed.
Mm.
As soon as I'm out of that bed, I will have strategic areas where I have placed weapons around the house.
Mm.
And I'll go to the closest one, probably right. above the door frame.
Hold on.
Pull it down
and kill it with it. Do you have weapons hidden around your house now?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
What if...
Give me an example.
Of what?
Of a weapon you got hid.
I've got a dumbbell, do you know the bar for the dumbbell? I've got that hidden in the kitchen.
Alright, so let's say you're in your bedroom. Where's the nearest weapon in your bedroom?
Down the side of my bed, I've got a hurling stick.
Right, anyway, what if you realise that you're no longer in your own flat?
Oh my God.
And he's made an exact replica of your bedroom in his flat.
What, same bed and everything?
Yeah, same bed, same pictures, everything.
Fucking.
And he's actually done his homework on you. He's been stalking you for months.
So what I would do, I'd probably do the same struggle as best I can to get out.
Hmm.
And then what I would do is run straight for the kitchen, assuming there would be knives in the kitchen.
What if there's no kitchen? What if it's just a studio?
What, there's no actual...
No, it's just that room.
I would.
No, this is my scenario. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
I'm the host of this game.
That's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it would have been if it was a game show, mate. This is real fucking life right now, Aaron. You go out to the kitchen, Jamie, and he knows this because he's had someone running out of him in the past. So yeah, everything, all the knives are gone.
I'll pull the drawer straight out of the fucking lock.
So how have you got out of his grasp? Because he's on top of you at the moment.
I'd be wailing and screaming, headbutting him. And if I could get hold of him with my mouth, I'll bite the fucker's cheek off.
But you're not a big guy, Jamie. So how are you going to... Well, if he's about 6'5", let's say. Big geezer. He's all over you. He's all over you like a fucking rash. What are you going to do?
It's a fight or flight, isn't it? I'm going to fucking fight for my life. I'm not going to be laying on the bed, let myself get raped or whatever he wants to do to me. It's not going to happen.
He ain't going
to
rape you. He's going to chop you up. Eat you.
Yeah, but he might rape me before that. I don't know.
Stick your penis in the fridge, Jay.
I know I am in a room where he has intentions to kill me. Yeah?
Hmm. That's evidently correct from the tarpaulin.
Yeah. So I'm going to be
And every single
fighting.
Picture in the room is not a picture of you and Charlotte. It's a picture of you and him.
Mother, he's definitely going to rape me then. He's 100% going to rape me.
He might do.
He'd be trying to make me his wife.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is I'll scream and wail, headbutt, bite, do everything I can, pull his ear off, fucking gouge his eye out, do whatever I can to get out of that bed so then I can go and find a weapon. And then I won't be fucking running from him down the corridor because that's when you trip over and that's when you die.
Yeah, the usual scenario.
I will go and find a weapon and go back and get the fucker.
Right.
And call the police.
So your thing is to beat him up, somehow get loose, beat him up, win the fight.
Kill him.
Win the duel.
I will kill him.
Oh, kill him, yeah. All right. Aaron, your turn. Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah, just keep talk me through it.
So you move into a new apartment.
Yeah.
You smell a strange smell from across the corridor. You go across the corridor to confront the person in the apartment across from you. He says, "Sorry, mate, about all this, the smell, whatever." He makes up this bullshit excuse, but you know it's bullshit. He just says, "John, come in, have a beer or two. We'll talk it out." You say, "Nah, I'm all right. I've got things to do." Anyway, you go about your day. Nothing happens. You go to bed. You wake up at night. And you hear heavy breathing to your right hand side. And you slowly turn around and your neighbour that you've only confronted a couple of hours earlier is lying down next to you. What do you do?
First, what smell is it?
Like it's like
rotten bodies.
Like a death smell. It smells like death.
So he's killed before?
Yeah. Well, we're going by that, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You're going to be another notch on his bed pole, mate.
Another victim.
Yeah.
All right. What would I do? Well, I would sense the danger, so I wouldn't turn around.
Right, you'd sense the danger. What, a spider sense the thing?
No, because like, you'd hear him breathe, innit?
Yeah, all right, so, smart.
What I would do, like, he thinks I'm still asleep, innit? And quickly roll out the bed.
Quickly roll out the bed?
Quickly roll out the bed.
Yeah.
So there's no, like...
What if you're against the wall?
Is he allowed to be button?
No. No, don't button, Jay. This is, this is my game, Jamie. Not fucking game show. All right? No, in this situation, he's tied you down. All fours. Tied.
So he didn't tie Jamie down, but he's tied me
down. Yeah, he's tied you. It's different scenarios, Aaron.
Well, if he's tied me down, well, the only thing I could do really is struggle, wouldn't it? I can't try and bite the rope or whatever. Try and distract him in some way.
Would you offer him a blowjob and say that you won't tell anyone?
No. Offer him a blowjob.
Give you a blowjob, mate. You won't tell anyone.
I'll suck your dick, man. Just spend my life.
Right, so say he's not tied you up, but say that you said that you were going to pretend to be asleep still.
Mm-hmm.
What if he starts playing with your belly button? Starts rolling his...
Yeah, he'd have to put his arm over me, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And then do that.
Yeah. So you're laying out flat on your back.
I don't sleep on my back.
Well, just say you do in this case.
I wouldn't sleep on my back.
So how do you sleep then, on your front?
Oh, yeah, I'll sleep like that. My arm like that.
All right, your arm like that. So say he's underneath your belly, giving it the old tingle.
I'll still like roll to bed quickly.
You roll out of bed real quick, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then what?
Start fighting this guy, innit? Pick up anything I can see in the immediate vicinity. Roll out of the bed, stand up quickly.
Mm-hmm. Talk me through it.
Pick up something to my left or right.
Bedside cabinet or something.
Yeah, it's got to be something. Yeah, throw something at him, whatever. Mm. Anything to give myself the advantage.
In this fight,
do you know what I mean?
What if scenario, another quick road bump in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, Jamie, tire pooling everywhere. Nothing in the room apart from the bed.
Flip the bed.
You're going to fucking, with a 6 foot geezer on the bed, you're going to flip the bed with him on it. How are you going to do that?
Flip the bed, isn't it?
How?
Throw pillows at him. Anything to throw him off, isn't it?
Yeah, then what?
What can I do, isn't it?
Hmm. So you and a 6'5" geezer fight to the death. Killed men before.
I'll run out of the room.
Yeah.
And I'll try and get a jump on him. So he ran out thinking I'm just bolting. So little does he know, I ran out of the room.
So you run out of the room, let's say.
Yeah.
And one of his previous victims is hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, that'll spook you, didn't it? That'll probably
That'll throw you off.
Yeah.
You just scream.
You run straight into his scrotum. The guy's hanging down. You run straight into his balls. He's hanging down, head height, willy out.
Just throw the body into the guy, slows him down a little bit.
So you wouldn't even be, you wouldn't even
survival instincts, innit? It kicks in. You're thinking, I need to get this
geezer.
I need to find a way out of this, innit? Go to any, because I'm guessing I'm in a hallway right now. Am I right?
No, you're in the. He had you in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You're now in the front room.
I'm in the front room.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a little apartment flat type thing.
Yeah, so is it like actually his house or?
Yeah, it looks like your bedroom when you wake up, but it's actually his. Same like Jamie, he's made his exact replica.
I'm picking something up.
Like what?
In the front room. So the geezer's outside hanging.
Hmm.
I lob the body into him, distract him, run into the front room, pick up something. Lob stuff at him, and then, you know, if I can see no exit, it's a fight to the death, isn't it? I'm not going down without a fight, simple as that. If I can't find a way out, I'm going to have to fight the guy, aren't I?
Then you think you can beat up a 6'5" geezer?
Well, I've got to give him my best shot, haven't I? You wouldn't just curl up and die, would you? You've got to give your best shot.
Mm.
You got to leave some scar on the geezer, innit? Let him know, like, you know, I'm not backing down, I'm not a pussy, I'm gonna give you a good fight, son. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so
he's going full UFC fight.
Yeah, full UFC fight. From that, I'm gonna give the points to Aaron. He was more passionate about the way he was fighting him, you were just gonna knock him out.
Yeah.
No, I was knocking him out and then I was gonna kill him.
Yeah, but with what? I told you there was nothing in the room.
What? I ran into
the
kitchen.
No, nothing.
I said I took the drawer out and smashed the drawer over him.
Yeah, that would kill him.
Yeah, but that's enough to put him down for a minute, and then I'll kill him.
I don't think you have the time for that.
I'll punch him straight in the face. Fucking gouge his eyes out, take his tongue out, rip his ears off.
You didn't say all this, Jay. It's too late now. You didn't say all this when you were fucking... That was the passion I needed, Jamie.
That's the passion
I needed.
Put my thumbs in his eyes.
So you think throwing a drawer at him is going to stun him so long so you can gouge his eyes out?
Well,
and
no.
He's going to let you.
I'm going to fucking throw one solid punch and put him on the floor.
So basically, Kieran, Jamie Taylor, Tyson Fury.
No, but Jamie didn't give any of that passion when the game was on.
Yeah, but Kieran, he's one punching him.
I know.
That's it.
I know. He's just...
No, but just to put him down.
You ain't knocking him out.
But you
with
didn't
one
give
punch,
me any
bro.
Of that passion.
You've seen the size of me. I'll fucking put him down.
You're 5
Jamie,
foot seven.
You didn't
mate.
Give me any of that passion when I needed it. You give me it afterwards, and that's what lost you the round there, Jay. All right, so 1-0 to Aaron. Are you ready?
I see where this is going.
Round two, different kind of scenario. So what I've got is I've got two kind of killer ones.
It's my turn this time.
I've got two kind of killer ones, and I've got two kind of like weird other scenarios, yeah?
Yeah.
This is another weird scenario. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You are out and about, mind your own business, you know what I mean? Like walking the street, doing a bit of like shopping or
talk
whatever.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of banking, whatever you're doing, just say out and about.
Yeah.
You notice... You're looking at your phone, when you look up, you notice everyone around you is still going about their business but staring straight at you while they're walking.
Right.
One of those kind of scenarios, yeah?
Yeah.
You get freaked out by this. You don't go down, you're just thinking, what the fuck's everyone looking at? Do you know what I mean? So then you go inside a shop, you check if you've got anything on your face, any kind of thing, everything's all right. You're thinking, it's a bit weird. Geezer in the shop, still staring at you, not saying one word. You're like, you're like, geez, what's the matter? He's like, nothing. Just staring straight at you. You leave the shop. Keep walking down the road. You turn around and everyone behind you has stopped dead still. Staring straight at you. But everyone in front of you is still walking towards you. What do you do? What do you do, Aaron?
Create a scenario where you think you force them to speak, innit? You know what I mean? Like,
what if they don't speak? They just never speak, they just stare.
So the people behind me have stopped.
Hmm.
It's weird though, because you haven't explained why they're staring at me.
But they're all getting closer and closer.
Yeah, but are they coming towards me?
Yeah, so the people in front of you are coming towards you.
Yeah,
so but going round you. No, they're not actually coming at you, they're going round you. But then when you turn around, they're all getting closer and closer, edging towards you each time.
So it's like weeping angels.
Kind of like weeping angels behind you, but in front of you, they're all walking towards you. What do you do, Aaron?
I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? Probably start stealing stuff.
What? So there's a weird like end of the world kind of thing going on where you could be
the only human
left or whatever, and you're in some sort of weird parallel universe or whatever, and you start stealing stuff.
Yeah, because at that point I'm thinking like something serious happens.
Yeah.
Like either they're seeing.
So I'll go nick some.
Yeah.
Some watches.
I'm probably thinking I've got a superpower.
What's your superpower? Everyone stare at you.
I'm just like, people see me as like a god, I think.
Oh, here we go. Aaron, I'm not having this again. If you're going to bring up this, you're losing automatically, mate.
All right. So what I'd do, I would be thinking like, I'd be to go see someone I know, like mum or you two, whatever.
So you just ignore the fact that everyone's staring at you?
No, obviously you freaked out. You get the car.
Yeah, so you're walking back to the car park. They're all around you still. There's a gathering behind
all
you,
of
yeah.
Them.
Yeah, no, yeah. Everyone you walk past automatically joins the queue. Like, doesn't join
it's
the queue.
Like,
but
it's like a conga line.
No, just gathers around you like a small crowd, like a crowd. It gets bigger and bigger every person you walk past. The people on the side, on the other side of the street, are fine, going about their business. Just people you walk past.
I don't know. I'll steal stuff.
What? Why are you stealing stuff?
I just think it's a prime opportunity, isn't it?
What? Everyone's watching you?
Yeah, if I've got like a stunned effect, people, I just steal stuff. I'll go in and out of things, and you live quite a nice life, didn't you? No one has to speak to you. I could just go into the bank, go into the vault, steal a load of money, go into shops whenever I want, just take what I want.
So you've got a massive fuck off crowd behind you now during all this. Why? And this has caused a stir now. So you're now on the local news, Aaron.
But how am I the local news if they're all staring at me?
No, just the people around you are.
Yeah. So say if the police come and stop me, will they get stunned?
Yeah. They don't get stunned. They just sit and stare.
Yeah, that's good.
And follow you around.
Yeah, it's fine.
So you're just on some sort of warpath with everyone staring at you.
I feel like I'm some cult leader.
How are you going to get everyone through a door, though?
I wouldn't bother. If they can't get through, can't get through. Mm-hmm. They've got no use to me.
Right. What happens if you go to steal the first thing and they get aggressive? Like they start running at you.
Like zombies.
They start running at you.
Will they attack me, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to figure out a way to fight them. All of them. The ones behind me.
Yeah, not the ones in front of you. The ones in front of you are just looking at you still. The ones behind you are getting upset. They're going crazy, trying to punch you.
Because I'm stealing.
Yeah, because you're not doing...
what the law says.
You're just not doing right.
I'll run to my car.
Hmm.
Hope just, run them all over until I get a clear path.
Hmm.
Drive somewhere into isolation.
When you're running all over them, they're getting back up again. Terminator style. They're just...
Yeah, well, as long as I've got a clear path, I've got to drive off, isn't it, until I can regroup and think about a scenario where I can come out of this.
What happens when you're going to sleep? Because you're going to have to sleep.
You have to sleep in complete isolation.
How?
You'll find somewhere where it's completely isolated, like in the middle of a forest or something. You sleep in
No, but they're still going to follow you.
But how do they know where I am?
Because they'll follow you.
What, like, got a GPS tracker on me?
No, they just know. There's no rhyme or reason, Aaron. They just know. They just know where you are. So you could go all out to a forest and find yourself all the way out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Drive to the docks, steal a boat. Go to one of those old oil rigs in the middle of the ocean.
Mm.
Go and stay there.
Yeah, and you see... So that gives you a couple of days, let's say.
Yeah.
You see... thousands of people swimming towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do then?
Get in the boat, go to the next one.
So you're just going to give yourself a couple of days head start?
Each time.
What happens when you get tired of running? We will get to a point where you will get tired of running. You won't like it. You'll get bored.
Do like a little tour of the world, innit? Like, go to like some island, spend a couple of days there.
So by this point, you've probably got millions of people following you, I'd say.
Yeah, probably.
What are you going to do?
Set a nuke off. End all.
So you're going to blow the whole world up because you have people following you?
Yeah, well, if I die, I don't really care about anything else, isn't it? You're all trying to kill me. You're all trying to follow me and kill me, do you know what I mean?
So you would tour the world. You'd first steal everything, tour the world, and then you'd set a nuke off.
Yeah. I'll do the bucket list of my life, innit, that I can do in that time.
Right. All right. That's not a bad scenario. Right, go on, Jay. Same for you. So, you are noticing everyone staring at you. You go into a shop, come back out again, still staring at you. But everyone in front of you is walking towards you. Everyone behind you is just standing staring. What do you do?
I will go and purchase an assault rifle.
Nah, Kieran. Nah, I'm not having this.
Why?
All right. Yeah, go on.
No, he's allowing it. He's allowing it.
No. First of all, how are you buying an assault rifle?
Well, I'm in the shopping centre. I'm in the shopping centre.
Where?
America somewhere.
Why are you in America?
because I've moved over there because the podcast took off and I'm top podcaster in the UK.
All right, give him that.
Why buy an assault rifle? How do you know they're aggressive?
Because I have seen enough films.
No. Listen, you go into the gun shop. You ask Geezer, Violent Steel, can have an assault rifle. Just sits there and stares at you. What do you do now?
Go around the back of the counter, take the gun, take the ammo, shoot him in the head, go out, shoot everyone.
Yeah.
Cause a massacre. Yeah. Everyone, is it just the town that's affected?
No, it's everyone.
No, it's everyone you walk past.
So in the immediate vicinity, everyone that's around me, I'll kill. Then I'll get in a truck. And I'll head out to the middle of nowhere.
Like again, like with Aaron, they get back up again. You only take them down for a couple of seconds, couple of minutes.
I'll give them two to the head, and if that don't work, I'll start severing heads.
Yeah.
And then once everyone's head's cut off, I will get in the truck, drive to the middle of nowhere, and I will then start Googling what the fuck's going on with me. Then realise,
like how you haven't gone to the president, you haven't done any of this kind of stuff. You haven't tried any of these normal lines of inquiry.
What, like going to the police?
You've just decided to massacre everyone with a machine gun.
I would know. It's already gone too far if the policemen are following me as well. The whole town. Everyone's following me. So then, no one in the town is left alive. So they wouldn't be able to find me. Whoever.
No, it's like they come back again.
Yeah, but I've severed their head, they ain't coming back.
So you've just got foul millions of heads.
Well, no, there's that. I would say the town's only got about 600 people in it, so I've killed all of them off. I had to hunt down everyone, kill them. And then once I've made it to the barn, I'll be in the barn, trying to figure out what's going on with me. Then I'll get in contact with some kind of paranormal people, investigator people, scientist people, to figure out what's happening to me, and then how I can fix it.
How do they know you're telling the truth?
Because they'll hear of the massacre of Rain and Bone.
They might just think you're a
town.
They might just think you're a lunatic.
Rain and Bone Town.
Rain and Bone Town. That's the town that I'll be living in America.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll just sort of move past that name. What happens if you are walking past, you notice that when you drive past people, it's fine. So when you walk past people.
I would just stay in my car until I figured it out. Drive around in my car, my truck. When I need petrol, I'll get the matey boy to fill it up and then I'll just throw cash out the window. Because in America, especially in the South, they tend to do it for you anyway on the pumps. So I just press it.
So you're going like zombie apocalypse mode, basically. Until I figure out,
I'm not going to get out of the van. Not in public.
Ain't going to trust no one.
And if someone does turn on me and start staring at me, then I would just kill them and sever their head.
Right. What if you figure out?
Nip it in the bud, Kieran. That's what you got to do. You've got to nip it in the bud.
What if you figure out when you kill a certain person, like a boss mode battle type thing, let's see the mayor of the town.
He's dead already.
Yeah, we'll be here. But what if you figure out that when you kill him, they're robots?
So then it's some kind of like government experiment.
Yeah.
Drive to the White House.
What happens when you drive there and it's continuous road, like a bubble situation, like you're stuck?
Like I'm stuck in it.
Yeah.
And I've just come out the other side or something.
Yeah.
Find a way, live on the outskirts of the bubble and find a way to get through. Then once I'm through, I'll go to the White House and blow the fucking thing up, and then they will forget all about me.
Smart. Right. I don't know if you could tell, Aaron, but your answer didn't button me out the right way.
I think his is a load of bollocks.
Also,
how's that load of bollocks?
Look what just come up on Apple News. does a 50-foot long shark live at the bottom of the ocean?
The mega.
Just saying, Aaron. Right, anyway, so it's 1-1 now. 1-1.
That's fine.
Your one was terrible, no, Aaron. Stealing shit, then running away, then nuking the whole planet. That would make any sense.
No, he didn't make sense, Kieran. He just bought an assault rifle and started going to massacre for no reason. Didn't know.
Jamie went full survival mode.
No, I realised. I've seen enough films, Aaron. These motherfuckers going to do something.
So if I stopped and stared at you right now, you just put a bullet in my head.
If you and Kieran and just stopped and stared at me for a certain amount of time and weren't responding to me, I would leave or kill you. Here we go. He's going to try it.
Yeah, I know. Right. Ready, next one, yeah? Who's going to... It's Aaron, isn't it, first? No, yeah. It's Jamie. It's you first.
Okay.
You are in a new relationship.
Oh, God, Shark, turn off now. Shark, turn off now.
You go and meet your partner's parents for the first time.
Okay.
You go over to the house for some dinner. Everything's normal.
It's good, like, get out on it.
You go to bed.
Here we go. If you're there in the bed with me.
No. You go to bed.
Why is everything violent with these things?
And then you'll go into the toilet late at night.
Yeah.
You walk past the dad's office, which is on the same floor as the bedroom.
Yeah.
That you're staying in.
Yeah.
The door is slightly cracked open. You just go, oh, what's like Bob's up still? Just, you know, when you walk past somewhere, you just give it a little quick peek. When you look past, you realise that the dad is dressed head to toe in women's clothing, so stockings, bra.
He's like transgender.
He's also wearing a woman's mask. Like a face, like a pretend BTK. Face, like BTK. And he's tied himself and hanging himself off the rafters, taking pictures of himself, auto-asphyxiating himself.
What
do you do?
in this situation, being me, I would know that BTK is MO.
Yeah. But he's not BTK.
No. But he's either a copycat or similar, yeah? And I know shit's about to go down.
So we're going with the premise this guy's a killer.
No, you don't know what he is. You just stumbled across this. This, you're in the mindset you're in now.
But that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah, that's what... So Jamie's automatically gone for...
He's a killer.
He's a killer. He's going to kill me, yeah. What I'd do, I would go straight to the toilet.
Yeah.
Walk past as though I hadn't seen... Pretend I hadn't seen anything. Mm. Go to the toilet. I would carefully, I wouldn't physically go. I would carefully lift the toilet lid off because it's going to be the most weighty thing in the room. Go back in, just sitting next to the door.
As you're doing that, you turn around and he's there.
Fucking batter him over the head with it. Smash it straight over the head. He should have a good head wound.
He gets back up again.
Hit him with the remaining piece.
He gets back up again.
Then get the last bit I've got of it and just get on top of him and just keep hammering his head.
No, but he's not taking this. He's wrestled it out of your hand. You've got nothing left to hit him with.
Then it's a dogfight.
He's now choking you out with the stocking that he's wearing.
How is he wearing it? I'm choking.
No, he took it off and he's choking you out with it.
It was a dogfight. It's a dogfight. If he's behind me choking me, I will run up like Matrix, run up the wall, flip over the top of him, and then...
run up Matrix! Right, you're losing me now, Jay.
This is the scenario.
You're losing me now, Jay.
This is my scenario.
You've got to roll me back in, because you're losing me now. You're running up walls on the Matrix.
You're running up a wall, back flipping off it. And
you are not 6 foot five, Jay. Okay. You're still the same size you are now.
You said that, you go with it.
No, okay.
You said it, you go with it.
If that's what you want to say.
Kieran, he said it, he goes with it.
I know, BTK.
Go with your story, bro.
Brian Torture Kill, yeah.
It's not the same guy. He's bigger.
Yeah, but it's similar motherfucker, yeah. He's wearing shit that he was wearing... type of shit, yeah? So I know what he's coming at me about, yeah? So when we're in the struggle, I know he's going to try and go for my neck. He's going to try and strangle me, yeah? So I'll go like that. Stop him from being able to get the fucking stocking around my neck. And then I'll push out, use all the strength I've got to push out pull the stocking away from him, then he'll be like leaning in towards me because I've pulled it away. I would uppercut him and then push him straight into the fucking, do you know the glass that you have as a shower thing to a bath?
Yeah.
Put his head straight through that, and then if once that's it, does that would be shatterproof, so it won't shatter. So then once that's done, I'll push his head down, let it cut his throat, end off, head severed, fuck the missus, I'm out there.
You get your bags.
I'm getting my
bags. You're covered in the thing. The dad's wearing the clothing with the mask on in the thing. You fucked him up.
I'm out the country.
She's going, where are you going, Jim? You're like, nah, I've had enough.
No. You've got more baggage than Heathrow Airport, love. I'm fucking out of here.
I'm out here, son. Yeah. See you later.
See you later. I'll be on the next plane to Spain, and then from Spain, I'll go to a
disclosed.
No, what is it called? Where non-extraditable place.
You're spooked, yeah.
Non-extraditable country.
Yeah.
And I'll live my life there as a drunk on the beach.
Right. I like that. Apart from the bat, you reeled me back in for the bat flipping because that got a little bit out of hand, Jay. You managed to save it there.
Did I save it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's always a bit of a struggle, though. None of yous have ever thought anything too smart.
Why are you always fighting?
Well, he's going to kill me, Aaron.
How do you know this?
Because he's fucking dressed up like BTK in a bathroom. And then I thought I'll be sly and go past him and go to the bathroom, yeah? And then I slowly lift it off, turn around, the cunt's in the bathroom with me. Right. He's going to kill me, isn't he? That's what he wants.
How do you know?
Aaron, you go. Same thing. Yeah. Do you want to say it again?
No, that's right. Right, basically, get up to the toilet, just see it a minute, open the door, go in.
So you are, door slightly cracked open and you've seen him.
I've seen him.
Where'd you go now?
He's farted, bro. Has he? He's stinking.
Take that, Jay.
He farted straight in his mouth.
Was that sound that I heard? Jamie, love my dog. love my dog, bro.
I'm trying not to get sick.
Jimmy.
He farted in my mouth, bro.
He's come to lick you, boy. Oh, Chewy.
You dirty little fuck.
So, I'll see him.
Door's cracked open.
Yeah, I don't know about BTK. So, I wouldn't assume the worst. I'll go in there. What's his name?
Bob.
I'll be like, you're up, Bob, mate. Kind of awkwardly, because it's an awkward situation.
Well, and he turns around and he's like, heavy breathing, still hanging from the ceiling, got a rock hard fucking boner going on. He's like, yeah, boy, Aaron.
Why does he sound like Phil Mitchell?
Because he's choking. Still choking. He's still asphyxiating himself.
Right. So he's done the voice you just did.
Yeah.
I'll go, you're up, Bob, mate. What did he say?
Yeah, Aaron.
I go, do you have any idea where the bathroom is, mate?
Yeah, down the hall.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, geese, innit? Okay, let's go to it, I think.
Same scenario.
You're pissed behind
He's
me.
Behind you.
But you're up, Bob, mate. How you doing? What's up with you?
Just, this point, every breathing. Just behind the plastic mask. All you can hear is it brushing against the mask, like...
Yeah. I've got Bob, mate. That's personal space. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to die.
I'm going to go to the toilet, mate.
He's going to die.
No, because I won't think of the worst. It's the new missus, her dad, so I'm thinking, you know, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm going, Bob, mate, can you just give me a second and I go to the toilet quickly? Shut up. I'm trying to usher him out a little bit.
Yeah, he goes out. He goes out the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go do your business.
You do your business. You come back out again.
Yeah.
All three, the wife, him, and the daughter that you're seeing, stand outside with masks, similar masks on.
Fuck.
I'm just gonna open the door, bro.
You're gonna what?
I'm just gonna be like, listen, what's the bird's name?
Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon and Aaron.
Yeah, Sharon and Aaron.
That's fucking Aaron, isn't it?
But listen, Shaz, don't think working out really. I don't think you're my type, really.
There's no reply. There's just heavy breathing from all three of them.
Straight up, split up with her in front of her parents.
Yeah, I was like, listen, Shaz, I think you put a bit of extra pounds recently and you haven't been sucking my penis as well as you could.
All of a sudden, it turns into a sexual exploitation, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, listen, like, I'm going to probably go home and stuff like that. Hmm. Open the front door. Be on my way.
Hmm. You go home.
Mm-hmm.
You go to bed, you're like, that was a bit of a wild journey.
Yeah.
Wake up in the middle of the night, they're all there.
Yeah.
Crowd around your bedroom.
All three of them.
Around your bed.
I'm like, listen, Shaz.
Gonna have to let him in.
We're gonna have to so we got to the bit where they're all in my room.
Yeah, you thought it was all over, but they've all appeared around you.
I'm thinking this is getting a bit freaky.
Mm-hmm. So this is what you think is getting a bit freaky, not the fact that
this is getting a bit sexual.
The dad was hanging himself hard on erection. This is the point now where you're thinking might be a bit strange.
No, this is getting like sexually freaky.
What they want you.
Like they want threesome.
Yeah.
Just start taking my clothes off.
Aaron Maltman. Where is this going? Well, do I even want to go any further than this?
You can if you want.
Where's this going?
I'll start taking my clothes off because I'm thinking this is where it's going to go. We're having a foursome.
What, with a mother, son, mother, daughter, mother, and father? You think you're going to have a threesome?
Yeah.
Look at Kieran's face. That it's not gone the way Kieran has expected
not,
it to.
It's not gone down well, Aaron.
My scenario went the way you expected it
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's fight or flight, Aaron. That's just fucking weird.
Yeah, no, but they haven't attacked me, so why would I attack them?
Because you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'm thinking, oh, these guys are a bit kinky. Do you know what I mean?
You can't tell me the geezer stand there with a mask on.
Yeah.
He's auto-asphyxiating himself
mm-hmm.
on the back of the fucking door. Or yeah. wherever he's auto-fixing himself from, the rafters of the room, and yeah. you're sitting there asking him if he's alright, where's the toilet?
Well, obviously, like, it's new missus, isn't it? This geezer's obviously got some sort of issues with him.
No, you need to wise up, Aaron, life, mate. You need to wise up.
Because you don't want
to
piss him off, innit?
Me and Jamie know exactly what's going on. You get out of there sharpish.
This is your new bird, isn't it? Yeah, maybe she don't even know about it.
You would have died in that bathroom.
Yeah, you'd been dead.
No, because I said to him, listen, Bob, mate, can you just give me some privacy in it? And he's walked out. He said he walked out. I went to the toilet, you come back out, and all three of them there, and I've gone out.
No, mate, you're on the back, you're right now in that scenario, in that universe, Aaron, you're on the back of your door, dead. Where he's fucking
so
absolutely...
Why are these scenarios always about killing?
He's rang, because that's a serial killer scenario. He's rung you up, put you on the back of the door, and they've all had a fucking turn on you. That's what's happened.
Necrophilia.
Yeah. They've worn you like a hat.
No, because that's not where it went, Q. At no point you said they were violent.
No, well, that's what happened, Aaron. Right, anyway, Jamie won that one again. So it's 2-1 Jamie.
That's ridiculous, man.
2-1 Jamie.
I was trying to go something different there. Instead of, but I backflipped up a wall. I stabbed him in the face, like cut out of his throat. That's what Jamie comes up every time, bruv. He's gone from an absolute massacre, yeah, to, buddy, I matrixed up a wall and shot him in the head or something like that.
Aaron,
bollocks, Jamie.
All you've said, Aaron, is you've gone home, you've got in bed, and then you've taken off a bit of clothing to seduce them.
Aaron, all I'm saying is, yeah...
No, I'm not. Shut,
Aaron,
man.
Listen,
shut.
Listen, yeah?
What?
All I'm saying is, I'm proactive rather than reactive. You would have died in that bathroom. I cut his head off with a shower.
Exactly, all right. Exactly.
You can't say that.
Right, anyway. Last one, guys. Last one.
Let me go first.
This is an alien scenario.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're at home watching TV.
Yeah.
You flick over, you're flicking the channels. BBC breaking news.
Yeah.
Aliens attack the Earth.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. What is going to go on here? Is it going to be like an ET? Is they going to be nice? Are they not going to be nice?
Mm-hmm.
So you are expecting motherships. Yeah? You're expecting this, that, and the other. None of that. It's none of the normal aliens, Jay. These ones randomly abduct you. Randomly beam down into your room. Take you. Go off again. You are yet to be abducted, but there's one happening every minute or so. What do you do?
What?
So you know it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
So you know that you're going somewhere where they're going to take you.
You gear up, don't you? You know it's going to happen.
You go out to the hardware store.
It's not a possibility. It's going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
You go out and gear up, do you?
Yeah, you know, gear up. Knives hidden everywhere.
So this is where Americans would be all right, because they could pop down to the local gun shop and get like grenades and everything. Whereas where's we pop down to? Fucking B&Q.
B&Q, yeah.
You'd have to
get a spade.
Go to like a farmer's house or something like that. They'd have guns.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You gear up, get a
I suppose
vest.
There would be gun shop around here. You just have to probably drive a little while, that's all.
Yeah. There would be.
Make it.
Like game hunting.
So you gear up.
Gear up, vest, knives.
Sitting there waiting for your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn happens.
Yeah.
They beam you up.
Yeah.
You're put into a pod filled with thousands of other people.
In the same pod.
Yeah, but you're all stuck in that little, like, incubation tube type thing.
So we're in pods, in a pod.
So you're like in like a room that's like a pod with thousands of other pods in it, like incubation tubes. Yeah. Like a sack.
I'm aware.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you've just beamed straight into it.
It's like a pod within a pod, inception pod.
Yeah, right.
Like a beam.
Yeah.
Like a pea, Aaron. Peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gone.
Try and find my way out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got knives in my boots and whatever.
Yeah, so you got knives, you're stabbing your way out, made your way out.
Yeah, so yeah. I've got my way out, have I?
Yeah, you're out.
Start freeing everyone else.
Oh, he's gone for the build an army.
Smart, you know.
That's smart, Joe.
Start.
Not trying to lone wolf it like you would do. I know you would do. You wouldn't fuck everyone else. You'd try to lone wolf
it. First of all, you'd free the men. The physically fit men.
Oh, he's gone for the army. He's gone for the...
Some people
the old 1950s.
Yeah, the people that can fight. You know, you need people that can fight. There's no point releasing a six-year-old child and he's going to do nothing. He's going to cry. You know, he's going to give away a position. So yeah, I'll free them.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you've only got a few weapons. What are you going to do?
Spread them out. You know, try and find something nearby. When we got everyone, you know, everyone that can fight and is willing to fight. You know.
The aliens are like the aliens of actual Alien. They move around really quick.
Like Alien.
Yeah, like the movie Alien. Yeah. Ridley Scott Alien. They move around really quick. Dangerous. Can slice you in half in a second. Chewie, come here.
Come here. Come on.
Sit down. Sit.
Come here.
They slice you in half in a second, Aaron.
Never seen someone try to pick a dog up like that.
I know.
he put his arm under my, and then he put his head under my arm.
They slice you up in a second, Darren.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you take him out?
Set up traps.
Using the stuff that you got with you.
Yeah, using anything we have with us, clothes and stuff like that, so they trip over. And then we have to take him out that way.
They're crawling along the ceiling. They're not walking on them.
Hopefully there's some Americans there, because I'm guessing it's not just from one country. Hopefully there's Americans there with some guns so they can shoot them off the ceiling.
Alright.
What do you mean, alright?
I just don't get why you're hoping that these Americans are as smart as you and they're fucking...
There might be some. I hope you know, you got... This is like... Do you know what I mean? You're hoping that people have come up with the same idea as you. Do you know what I mean? If you're in the same situation, you gear up, don't you? And you're in America, you get guns. Do you know what I mean? So you hope someone has a gun. You know, you get them out, you go, who's got a gun? Because we need a gun right now.
Yeah, what if none of them have a gun? What if you're on the pod with all the... what are they called? Incapacitated. The inept... They think they didn't think you're inept, so they put you in the inept pool.
The office workers.
Still, get them out, and the most they can be is a distraction. A for the distraction, they can distract.
Yeah, but
aliens.
You haven't thought of a way of killing these aliens yet.
I have put a couple of clothes down.
And
what
on
I would
the floor.
Do, I would try and get in control of the ship. Yeah.
But there's thousands of these aliens on board, aren't
there? Yeah, but they're ripping apart these bloody.
Oh, so you've snuck away.
Yeah, I've snuck away.
So you've used a human shield of inept people to snuck.
Yeah.
They were a great
sacrifice.
All right. So you, say you've got control of the ship, where are you going now?
I'm crashing it straight into a building. I'm blowing up the whole thing, innit? No, I'll crash it into another alien ship, innit?
Mm. With you inside of it?
With me inside it.
All right.
How many ships are there?
Thousands. So you fucked. You just killed two.
Yeah, well,
two ships.
At least I've done my bit for the full.
So Yen tried to survive. He's just sacrificed thousands of people to crash two ships into each other.
Yeah, and I've killed.
You are not actually.
How many aliens have I killed?
You killed probably about less than 1,000.
That's my bit. Done.
Sorted.
That's my bit.
As long as you're at least on your tomb now, they can put Aram on me.
Or.
Give it a go.
Or if there's
tried hard.
Or if there's guns.
Didn't do very well.
If there's guns on the ship, and then you shoot the other ships down, innit?
Right, that's more like it. So you hijack the ship, take them down.
Yeah, you shoot down the alien.
You go rogue.
The other alien ships. Yeah.
All right.
And eventually, like the aliens on board the ship will catch up, and you're gonna have to figure out a way of trying to lock them out.
Mm.
You know, by the doors or whatever.
Mm.
You know. Hold a hostage or hold the maybe.
You think the aliens care about hostages?
Maybe do.
Have
maybe
you ever seen a hostage alien?
Yeah, no,
an alien hostage situation?
They might
one
have
of these things.
They
take
might,
another
they
alien
might
hostage
have,
and they care.
Might, they might have a king or queen alien.
I don't think so. Right, that got a bit better towards the end. You saved it with the old shooting up the other ships. I didn't like the old.
Yeah. You just do as much damage as you can.
As much damage as you can, as quickly as you can.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie, last bit, you. They come randomly. You don't know when they're going to come. But they're after you. What do you do?
I would surgically implant razor blades inside my skin.
I'm done already, bro. What? I ain't doing it. What? I ain't doing it, Kieran.
I would cut a little slice
and
just put little razor blades under my skin.
Mm.
Because I would assume if they're putting me in one of these pods, I'd be naked.
You'd have to assume that.
Assume that.
No.
I would also gear up then as well.
Mm.
Once I'm in there, cut myself out of the pod.
So what are you going to do first?
What?
Gear up, then put the razor blades in, or razor blade, then gear up.
That would be part of my gearing up process.
What happens if you're halfway through razor blading yourself and they take you? You haven't quite got a gun in there yet.
You're just wounding yourself.
Yeah, you're just bleeding from.
No, it's only a slight little cut.
What in your?
So what are these razor blades for?
If I needed to escape anything without having any weapons on me,
you would put them in here.
In my arm.
Here, so here, yeah.
Here, anywhere.
You can slice a little layer. I've seen people do it in movies and stuff. I don't know if it's true or not, but
this is where your veins are, isn't it? You can't.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, so you've got no gun. You've been taken up before.
No, I have got a gun.
No.
I geared
fucked
up as well.
No, you didn't say the exact order, Jay. You just said, yeah, I'll do whatever I want. So I'm telling you, you fucked up. You ain't got any guns with you. You just got a couple of razor blades in your skin.
Okay.
Where'd you go from there?
So I will be in the pod.
Mm.
And I will take a razor blade out.
Mm.
Cut open the pod.
Mm.
Make myself escape.
The razor blade snaps.
Why?
Because the pod lining's too thick.
So I grab another one.
Yeah, that snaps as well.
Then I grab another one.
That snaps as well.
No, it doesn't.
All the razor blades snap.
No, it doesn't.
This is my scenario, Jay. They all snap.
Right, okay. So the knife I have, I will get the knife and I'll drag it down.
That snaps.
How is this not snapping but mine are?
Because you made up the ridiculous thing about razor blades in your skin.
He cut himself out with a knife.
Yeah.
I cut myself out with a knife.
No, different
scenarios. Yes, I cut myself out. Right.
You got to think on your feet, Jay.
Right, okay. So if they all snap, what I'll do, I'll cut myself. Yeah? And I'll pollute my whole pod with blood.
Mm.
So they can't see me inside the pod, yeah?
Mm.
So that will make the little technician alien decide that it needs to come and figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
Because they're harvesting us for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then when it undoes my pod, I'm ready to go. I start flipping about.
Mm. Covered in blood.
Covered in blood.
You're bleeding out at this point.
I'm not bleeding out that badly. It's like when you bleed in water, it thins out very easily.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And what I would then do...
So you've come out barrel rolling around.
Yeah.
Covered in blood.
And then because I'm obviously in a lab, there's lab equipment on the side, sharp objects. I'll find the sharp looking object, like a scalpel or something, go up underneath the jawline.
But you can't, you can't pick it up because it only works with alien hands.
So then I'll pick the tray up that it's on.
No, you can't pick anything up. It only works with alien hands.
So then I'll run.
Okay, you're running.
So I start running.
You're butt naked, running around.
Yeah, blood, but I'm totally lubricated.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't grab onto me.
So when they try to grab you, you're sliding out of
hands. I'm sliding out of his hands. Right. I'm like, do you know in... What's that movie that Tom Hardy plays? The
Bronson,
where he lubricates himself up.
Yeah.
I'm all lubricated up, so they can't grab me, yeah? Mm-hmm. So as I go down the corridor, I see some other prisoners that are also not in pods in a thing. I press the button, release them out.
Mm-hmm.
They just so happen to be American SAS team, Secret Service team, and we then decide we're going to take the ship.
All right.
We then go and take the ship.
They're SAS team, but they are the inept squad.
So what I would do, I would use them as a wall of distraction.
Yeah, like Aaron.
Climb into the vents.
Yeah.
Right. Go into the ventilation system. So you're
5 foot one frames climbing into the vents, yeah?
Yeah, I would ask for a boost.
What happens if the vents are right up in the sky?
They're not, they're in the wall.
Yeah, but they're up in the sky on the wall. This is huge, the ship.
Yeah.
Size of a planet.
I'll ask for a boost, or I'll climb up like the pipework on the inside of the walls. I'll climb up the pipework, get into the vent,
yeah.
Go through the vent,
mm.
Get all the way to where I think the mother ship's control panel is.
Yeah.
Jump down.
Mm.
Use the tray of the actual front of the...
You can't pick up the tray.
I can.
You can't. I told you, only aliens pick up the tray, Jamie.
Like the cover to the vent.
Yeah.
I would slice his neck with it, the alien... Because the alien that's actually driving...
Why in all these scenarios are you fucking Rambo, Jamie?
The alien that's driving the ship is supple. He ain't like the other ones where they're all like hardened because they're like the soldier aliens. This one's like the intelligent, supple one.
Okay.
So I can slice his neck straight open with a sharp edge, yeah? He's dead. I then do what like Aaron did.
Hmm.
I start shooting all the other ships. Yeah? Barricade myself in. Because it's got every door's got a airlock system to it, I airlock the rest of the ship.
Mm. So you're managing... So you right now, with the know-how you've got, you're managing to determine what buttons can airlock a ship.
Well, yeah, easily.
How?
Because it's in English on the
fucking... No, it's not, Jamie. It's all in their fucking... speak.
I would then... I would figure it out. I'd press buttons. I'd figure it out. I would kind of work out what does what.
Mm.
I would lock myself into the room, vent the rest of the ship, killing everyone that's on the rest of the ship. Yeah? Including the aliens. And then start shooting the other ships. I take down the Armada because I'm in the largest of the mother ships. I then land it softly in Hyde Park, and I celebrated as a hero for the rest of my life.
I'm going to go with Aaron on this one.
Why?
There's a lot of know-how there that you're fucking bullshitting your way to, and there's a lot of...
I'm giving you detailed explanation. I'm in
the bigger... Jamie, you've gone for a principle, yeah, of having... You just apparently are boarded on the mothership, yeah? You've just killed a load of aliens. The aliens are not even bothered with you.
You've airlocked the whole ship. You've managed to ride the thing. You managed to safely land the ship.
You run up the
ceiling. Yeah, it's called autopilot.
How do you know?
Because it's the button.
And you've just shot the other ships down, yeah? They have not fired back. They're just chilling.
No, I'm the largest of the ships, so I take them out easily. I give you so much detail.
You give me detail, Jay, but it's all fucking bullshit. Because you don't know nothing.
Oh, well, and Aaron's fucking... do whatever the fuck
Aaron,
he's
to
doing.
Aaron said that he was going to take control of the ship. Yeah, I can understand. Maybe if you press some buttons, you get away with that. He's going to kill them and he's going to fucking take everything out as much as he can. That's I don't mind that. Take as much as you can out.
Yeah, not you.
You're
just
taking
killed,
out everyone.
You just killed our whole
one
race.
One man has taken out a whole race ship. Of people.
Yeah, after you just found an SAS team on a ship, bruv. Bollocks. End off. End it.
Well, the SAS team only helped me
Shut
by
up.
Boosting me up to
Shut.
The event.
You've lost. It's too... That was,
I climbed through the vent system.
I told you the vent was really up on the sky. You can't climb that high.
There's two
again, because I climbed up the pipework.
It was a draw.
You aren't climbing up nothing. The fucking... The size of you, man. You're 5 foot one. How are you going to shimmy up a vent?
It was a draw. 2 points each. Draw.
Aaron was better at the more logical ones, and you were better at the serial killer ones.
Yeah.
That's something to say, isn't it?
I refuse.
It feels
I
like Aaron's fight or flight in situations that...
Instinct is not there.
That instinct aren't there. You have the more brains and know-how, Aaron.
Well, I thought I would go for something different than someone trying to kill me.
All right then, guys. That's it for this week's episode of A Pinch of Malt. It's been another good one. It's been a long one, actually. It's only 2 hours.
Really?
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
See you later.